Hundreds of people attended a vigil for a man who was shot and killed by a police officer in southeast Raleigh. Friends and relatives say 24-year-old Akil Denkins was shot as he was running from the officer. Jorge Valencia reports.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
The crowd gathered here outside of PJ's Grill and Groceries. They bought flowers and candles and wrote notes on poster boards. They said, "Rest in peace, Lockman," who was otherwise known by his given name, Akil Denkins. He had short-cropped hair and a short beard. He had two children. He also had an outstanding warrant for a felony drug charge. According to witnesses, Denkins was hanging out in front of PJ's just past noon. He saw a police officer, and he started running away.
This is a sad day, and our thoughts and our prayers go out to all involved.
Raleigh Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown read a short statement for reporters a few hours after the shooting.
Shortly after noon today, a Raleigh Police Department officer engaged in a foot pursuit in the vicinity of Bragg and East Streets while trying to detain an adult male suspect who was wanted for a felony drug charge. During the course of the pursuit, the suspect was shot and killed by the officer.
The chief wouldn't identify the victim. All she would say was that investigators found a firearm near his body. But outside of PJ's, many people were saying Denkins had been shot. His mother, Rolanda Bird, spoke to WTVD.
Everybody out here knows my son. He's from this neighborhood. I'm from this neighborhood. So he was running away. They couldn't catch him, so they shot at him 7 times.
Dozens of people milled outside of PJ's all afternoon. Authorities inspected the scene in a courtyard behind the store. Men wearing red clothes looked from behind police tape. Pastors and elders from nearby churches and a mosque waited down the street.
We want to say united we stand!
United we stand!
United we stand!
By 7 p.m., police had taken down the yellow tape. The sun had gone down, and the crowd had swelled to more than 300 people. There were speeches, there were chants, there were neighbors, and there were people from across town.
Well, in the last hour, you saw people come from every walk of the area to be in support of the rally, remembering the young man who got killed today by a police officer.
Kimberly Mukhtarian works as an advocate for minors who have run-ins with the law.
This is a start of a new movement right here in Raleigh. It doesn't have to be Ferguson or Baltimore. It is Raleigh, North Carolina. You see us out here together, and we're going to be asking for the police accountability needed.
The officer involved in the shooting is 29-year-old D.C. Twitty. He served the department since 2009 and has been put on administrative leave. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating the shooting and will report its findings to the Wake County District Attorney's Office. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.